You know, the role of the priest and deacon at this time is to apply these readings to our life situation. So let's have some fun. I mean, you cannot say that that first reading and the gospel don't give us ample time to let our minds wander and waddle into what it could possibly mean for each of us. So let's play with it. Let's play with these images. First of all, the idea in that first one, there is a common element in both the gospel and the first reading, and that common element is people initially have courage, but somehow later in the adventure, they lose it. Fear seems to cripple us all the time, doesn't it? Well, I think it's fantastic because let's review it. Elijah, a prophet, has just defeated Jezebel and Ahab in a major confrontation. But now Jezebel, you never want to cross a woman, by the way, that might be one of the applications, was saying, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to kill you. So he is scared to death now. He's just confronted everybody with great courage, and now he's running for his life. And then we can play with, what does it mean? Wind, earthquake, fire, but then whisper. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? What is the application for our life this coming week? You know, that's a question that we can play with. So I'm hoping you're thinking of it, because at the end, that's what you're going to respond to, any of these things that come to your mind. Then, in the gospel, it's very simple. I love Peter, don't you? Peter is you and I. By the way, I did share with you what I saw in Wittenberg, right? The Catholic Church there has a rooster on the roof, and I asked, why do churches in Germany often have roosters and not crosses? In the United States, Catholic churches always have a cross. And they said, well, don't you realize that that's Peter's sign, that if you need forgiveness, this is the place to come. Because Peter was forgiven for the 3 times he denied Jesus. I thought, oh, that's fascinating. That's fascinating. So we know Peter is an inconsistent individual. Not like you guys and me, totally constant, always perfect, never have any fear. So maybe we can play with that image. But again, courage, and then it goes. But then we have this figure in 2 ways. We have this Spirit God in the first reading who comes, whispers, and courage returns. And in the gospel, we have actually Jesus present, mythical. Nobody walks on water, you know that. So it's a mythical story. And so that Jesus comes to a boat that is sinking, to a person who is sinking. Now, how do we apply that in you and I situation here? First of all, I want to point out that in our scriptural symbolism, the boat has always referred to in the ancient tradition of being the church. The church, you and I as a Catholic community. And it's in trouble. And if we don't remember, Jesus always comes to his people. But how does he come? Ah, there we can play with it too. How does the Spirit come to us? And then how does actually Jesus come to you and I, or come to us as a community when we're in trouble? Well, I, years ago, heard a story that is true, and I think it says something so important for you and I to add to our playing with these readings. There was a village about 7 miles from Munich in Germany after World War II. This little town had a common space in their front yard, so to speak, where everybody gathered, and they had a beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart with arms outstretched. But during the bombing, the arms had been blown away. And so the community would gather in this town square to make plans on how they were going to do cleanup, because they had organized themselves. Even though they were poor, they had nothing, they shared what food they had, but they came together. And when they came there, the statue had a rope with a cardboard sign over it. Ich habe keine Hände als die Ehren. I have no hands but yours. Now, the statue was never repaired. They did take the cardboard sign off and they put it on the bottom of the statue, and it is there to this day. The idea is, where does the whisper come from? Where is the God of the whisper? And where is the Jesus who saves us from sinking? Come on now, apply it. In your troubled times, when and who was there to reach out their hand and pull you up when you were sinking, or whispered in your ears that said, you need not be afraid because you're beautiful and you're valuable? Doesn't it come from one of us? We've always said, we, the church, are the body of Christ here on earth. That means that Al and Luann and Paula and Judy and Mark, you're the presence of Christ. Ich habe keine Hand aus die Ehren. I have no hands but yours. Oh.